Hi, I'm Kate.
And I'm Mary B.
Welcome to
the Happiest Girls Podcast.
Episodes will drop every Monday morning, and each week we'll be tackling a new topic, chatting about motherhood, singlehood, health, wellness, and everything in between.
Tune in each week as we discuss what it means to be
the happiest girl.
Hey, Kate.
Hey, Mary B.
Why don't we just set the scene?
Okay.
Help the people visualize. I've never felt so ridiculous in my entire life that I do at this current moment.
I can't believe, one, that you've never used normal. Have you ever used these before?
This is my first time.
You guys, if you are looking for something to get, like, your boyfriend, husband, whatever, significant other, get them the Normatec boots, but then like, you use them all the time.
There you go. Perfect.
You're going to sleep so well tonight. They're the lymphatic drainage boots. Oh my gosh, it's incredible.
Can you explain the science behind these boots?
So basically, it's just like a bunch of air compressed, like puffing up and then releasing. So it's kind of similar to like SCD, if you're working in a hospital, like SCD boots that you have to wear to keep you from getting blood clots. It just like helps your circulation, helps with lactic acid buildup, helps with lymphatic drainage. Let's see what Normatec benefits.
Like, should I buy these?
You could use your HSA. I mean, you can always come use mine.
I know.
Spencer also has the hip ones too, if you have hip.
I do have hip like issues. Really tight hips.
So let's see. Normatec boots use pneumatic compression to improve circulation and lymphatic drainage, which may help with a variety of issues, including muscle recovery and poor circulation. So muscle soreness and inflammation, fatigue, swelling and fluid retention, range of motion, joint mobility, relaxation. So I use them because I get really bad restless legs in pregnancy, and so It just helps me sleep better. But,
well, like, the reason I asked is because I just came back from running my long run for this week. It was only 7 miles, but I just figured, well, if we were going to record, I may as well use them. And I'm just like, I look like the Michelin man. Like, why am I embarrassed right now?
You shouldn't be embarrassed. No one can see you. Don't worry. Except I did just post you on my story. So, and I'm going to repost it on Happy As God.
Okay, so everyone can see it, but that's okay. Because I'm just like a fit girl.
Yeah, I don't know. You're into your recovery right now.
Well, I definitely will be coming over when the runs start to get into the teens. So, expect me on Saturdays. Because I just actually changed my long runs to be Saturdays instead of Sundays off of recommendation from my running friends. They were like, Saturday's way better because you get it over with and then you can rest all day Sunday. So, Now I'm expect me on Saturdays. But yeah, the marathon training has begun, everyone, so just look out for that. I'm really trying for it to not become my whole personality, though. That's one of my goals.
Well, yeah, don't become one of those people, but it's okay. It's an accomplishment. It's something you should be proud of, so that not everybody can do. So not many people want to do, but you know.
Can I share an insecurity?
Sure.
I feel like I see all over TikTok, so everyone needs to stop. That it's like, do you know what I'm going to say?
No.
Okay. That it's like, okay, like, people in your mid-20s, are you getting married or running a marathon? So I just feel like I'm, like, in a stereotype where I'm like, oh, put me in the marathon category.
Marathon feels so good. You're working for something. I know. I really, like, I'm always, like, sitting here, I'm, like, adding more time.
It feels good, like, on my, like, where I'm, it feels good where I, like, typically I'm really tight. It feels like it's loosening my muscles.
I like when it squeezes my feet.
I like it squeezing my thighs. It feels really good. Your feet, though, probably hurt a lot.
Yeah. And our air conditioning is also bumping because it's 90 degrees here in New York. So there's just going to be a lot of sounds in this.
Yeah, sorry. In this episode. Just to explain, the noise that you're hearing are my lymphatic drainage boots. Yeah. Sponsor us.
Yeah, but, Normatec. Send us some goodies.
Yeah. Wow. This run was fun, though. I, like, this morning, like, routed from my apartment to this, like, delicious bakery that I have been to once but wanted to go to again in Brooklyn. And I feel like I'm going to start doing that, like, routing, because I like Brooklyn, and, like, I feel like they have there's a lot of cool restaurants there, but it's hard for me to get to Brooklyn from where I live. But it's really not hard if you, like, bike or, like, willing to walk or run. It's, like, very direct. You go right over, like, the bridge. But, like, the subway is just, like, so, like, roundabout. So I, like, routed my 7 miles to this, what's called Wonsan Bakery. And we ran there and then got bacon, egg, and cheese. They have these bacon, egg, and cheese on, like, a chive pancake.
Oh, I've seen these on TikTok. Yeah. A scallion pancake.
Scallion pancake.
I've been wanting to try this.
I mean, there's one in the fridge if you want to try, but it's so really good.
I already had a chocolate croissant this morning, so I gotta relax a little.
Where'd you go?
Hi. You know how people are like, oh, pain au chocolat, like, they don't have enough chocolate, they have, like, one measly stick of chocolate in it. Okay, if you're looking for a croissant that's, like, legit full of chocolate, and they're called chocolate croissants because this is a Greek bakery, it's not a French bakery, mm-hmm. and they're always warm. You know, like, when you go to a bakery and the croissant is, like, cold,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, okay, it's probably, like, a day old, or, like, at least a couple hours old. Their croissants are always warm. They're chock full of chocolate. So good. There's a location in Soho and a location in Fide Eye. It's really just, like, a cute little bakery in like, in general. Like, if you need any type of food, like, they have all sorts of, like, grab and go.
My favorite is the Greek yogurt bar.
Yeah, they have a Greek yogurt bar where you can, obviously, you get, like, Greek yogurt as your base, and you can put baklava on it, you can put cherries on it, you can put strawberries, blueberries, anything. So... And then right outside, there's a cookie odyssey, so you really just can fulfill all your hopes and dreams there, so.
Yum! Yeah, okay, pro tip. Another interesting thing, speaking of croissants, is I saw a baby at this restaurant eating a croissant, and I thought of Dictator. Is a croissant, like, is that something that you were like, oh, like, babies can have croissants, so I'm going to feed my child a croissant? Is that, like, a thing?
Well, I didn't give her croissants until she was, like, obviously eating solid foods. So, like,
well, I guess I still think of her as being a baby now.
Yeah, but a croissant is, it's good because, like, it does have a lot of butter, so it has lots of healthy fats, which is good for brain development. This is just me justifying. Like, I have no idea if this is, like, you know. And, like, she would never eat a full croissant. Like, you know, like, she's not eating a full croissant, but... It's not really sweet, so it's not like a donut, so she's not getting a ton of sugar, and I don't know, she just likes them, but, like, she'll eat, like, a half of it, or, like, a quarter of it, and then she's satisfied, so.
It's just so cute when I hear her say, croissant?
Yeah. Croissant, please.
It's like, oh my gosh, like, you're just, like, a little French bébé.
Yes, she's so, speaking of, you know, fun times with Dictator, should we tell the people what we did yesterday?
Yeah.
If you're looking for ideas. And speaking of Brooklyn, because we did go to Brooklyn yesterday, and we took the ferry from...
Do you feel like you're, like, Ramona going to Brooklyn? I mean, the Roni era.
I was like, wow, do I need a passport? And I was going... But, no, we took the ferry from the Wall Street ferry stop right to Dumbo. It was, like, 5-minute ferry.
Mm-hmm.
And the ticket was $4, and you can use the ticket for 2 hours, I think. And mm-hmm. so we made it there and back, like... only having to buy one ticket, which is nice. And we went to we got some ice cream. We went to Sugar Hill Creamery and got Dictator a little ice cream. And then we did the carousel there, which was really cute. And I thought that was going to be super packed, but it really wasn't.
No, yeah, it wasn't at all. Probably because it was so hot.
Yeah, probably because it was so hot. And then we just took the ferry right back. So, but it was like, you know, Dictator loved it. I was like, oh my gosh, we should just, like, sit on this ferry and ride it all around and come back.
Yeah, she's a boat girly now.
Yeah.
Love that. Wow. Well, yeah, it was really fun. The carousel, she was so freaking cute. She was like up and down and up and down.
Yeah, she loved it. So
ride the horsey. So yeah, that was fun. Huge day yesterday. I had one of those days yesterday where I just left my apartment when you said come to the park and I didn't come back until 5.
Oh my gosh, which was fun. Oh yeah, we started at the park and it was pouring down rain.
Mm-hmm.
But then it got better.
Yeah, the weather has been tough.
Yeah, the weather's been brutal.
I met a friend and I got a Rogue. It was like 2:00. We were like, it's really hot, let's get a drink. So we went to Eve's and I got a delicious cocktail. It was rosé. It was frosé with watermelon juice and lemon in it. It was so good.
Oh, yum.
So good.
Sounds fantastic.
Perfect for you know, hot New York day.
And I feel like it's going to continue to be hot for a while, unfortunately. People keep calling us, like, a heat wave, but I'm like, when does the wave go away? Because even next week, it's going to be in the 90s.
It's a heat tsunami.
Yeah, it just never ends. Like, even, like, Dictator's little classes are going to be inside this week because of the heat. It reminds me of in Kansas City when you went to Scion, did you have air conditioning?
Yes, we did.
Because when I started, we didn't have air conditioning, and so if it ever got over a certain temperature, we could only have a half day.
Wait, slay.
Yeah, so it was awesome. And this was before Zoom school, so...
Yeah.
Our classes... Like, every class was just shortened.
Mm-hmm.
To, like, 25 minutes or whatever. It was awesome.
Wow. But
still so hot and brutal.
I know. It's crazy out here, but... We're living. We're doing it.
We're fine. We're surviving.
So, I feel like you have a really huge job on your shoulders today.
Which is?
Recap of Love Island USA.
Oh my gosh. And you haven't been watching.
I can kind of, I watched a little bit, so.
This is why we need Elena as our third.
I know. Call her in.
Seriously. But, okay. Love Island breakdown. I should have Spencer come in because.
Bring him in!
He's been watching. But he's on daddy duty.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, so much to say, but, like, I don't even want to, like, bore the people, because a lot of the drama that's happened is kind of, like, old news at this point. Love Island USA, so good, and just, like, juicy.
Like, what's the juice?
The juice is that there's a time in Love Island where either the men or the women leave and go to Casa Amor, which mm-hmm. is a different house, and they bring in, like, five new girls or five new guys, like, to each side. And so you kind of have a chance. They keep saying to, like, test your relationship,
mm-hmm.
but the guys basically just take it as, like, a free for all, so you can do whatever you want. And so probably the strongest couple, which was Kaylor and Aaron,
mm-hmm. which they had been dating since the beginning.
Right? They were from the very beginning, yeah. And Aaron has been on reality TV before. He was on Traitors UK, and he won. So I already know. Like, I already look at him side-eye, because mm-hmm. he's just, like, a reality... He's a pro. Like, he knows what he's doing. He probably just wants to win. Like, he knows what he's doing. And so he goes over, like, immediately starts hooking up with this new girl. Like, it's like Kaylor doesn't even exist. Like, wow. Wanting to, like, shower with her. Like making out. Like... She's like, yeah, like, we probably would have, like, had relations if I would have let him, basically.
Dang.
And, like, meanwhile, Kaylor's, like, sleeping. She doesn't even sleep in the bed with a guy. Like, she's just, like, minding her own business.
She's operating based off of, you know, how it was when he left.
Right, exactly. And she's like, I didn't need to, like, be tested. Like, I knew you were the one I wanted to be with. And so, basically, all the guys come back, but they recouple with the new girls. Even though they had pretty solid relationships back in the original casa, in the original villa, basically it's just like men are afraid of being alone. And so you come back and you have the recoupling. And you can recouple with your original person, or you can recouple with someone that was in casa. And so, like, almost all the guys recoupled, and all the girls stayed single.
Oh, my gosh.
And, yeah, and so, like,
Even Kaylor's guy?
Yeah. Or no. He came back single.
Okay.
But, I forgot this part. While he was away, production sent Kaylor a video of him with the other girl. So, when she's recoupling, she's like, I'm choosing to stay single. Even if he comes back single, I want to be single. So he goes back and he's like, yes! And everybody's like, no, dude, like, don't get excited. But of course, she took him back, like, literally the same night.
Is it because she said, like, that he loves her?
That did happen. Okay, but that happened in the next episode.
Mm.
But he basically was just like, I want to test my connection.
Oh, sure.
You're being crazy, like, you know, classic, like, gaslighting. And she was like, okay, I love you. But she's only 21, you know, so, like, we'll give her grace.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next night, they have something called... Oh, they also have... So they do a challenge. It's called the Social Media Challenge. And there's this other couple called... And the guy's name is Cordell. And the girl's name is Serena. I love Serena. Like, Serena and Janae are, like, my two favorites. And Leah. They're, like, those are my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone who's listening understands what I'm saying.
Leah's the one that's all over TikTok that's like, don't you hate me? He's like, I can never hate you.
She has that sound. Yeah. She has that sound that's like, yeah. She has some, she's
And funny. The one that's like, I need a little bit more, like, you're going to send me to the psych ward.
Yeah. Like, she's toxic and she knows it. And her one-liners are really funny. And she definitely comes from, like, a super wealthy family. But she's very chill. She's not, like, annoying.
Mm.
But she's basically just, like, a Persian princess from Calabasas. She should be on, like, Shadows of Sunset if that show was still around. But, so, there's a couple... Cordell and Serena. And they were kind of a slow burn at first. Cordell's younger than her, and she was just, like, really being protective of her heart, blah, blah, blah. But they started to develop a really strong connection. Of course, he goes to Casa, meets one girl that gives him attention, couples up with her, comes back. Serena's like, I'm going to choose to stay single, because she also got a video from production of Cordell making out with this other girl.
This is, I've never seen the video before. That's crazy. I've never seen that before on Love Island.
Like, yeah, I don't think that, yeah, I don't think that they've done that, like, on, I've only watched UK and Australia, so I don't know if that was, like, a USA thing, but I don't think so, but, so, Cordell comes back with this girl coupled Daya, and Serena's like, oh, yeah, like, I know you had fun, and Cordell was like, shoot, like, I feel so bad, like, I really shouldn't have done this, but again, it's just, like, men are too afraid to be alone. Like, they would rather be partnered up than, like, deal with the embarrassment of the girl partnering up and or just being alone. Like, so sad.
Dang.
And turns out, so Cordell's brother is Odell Beckham Jr. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Okay, so they played a social media game, and they were where they show the public's tweets, which is hilarious. And it's basically, like, blank was found to be all up in blank's brother's DM social media comments. And before they even answer, Daya tells on herself basically and just starts crying. And she's like, I would never do that. Like, blah, 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 blah. Like, it was such a weird reaction. Like, if I really didn't do something, I'd be like, what are you guys talking about? Like, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't start crying and being like, and so it turns out, like, she was all up in Odell Beckham Jr.'s comments with, like, hard eyes and, like, stuff like that. And so after that moment, you can tell, like, Cordell, which also hilarious that their mom named them Odell and Cordell.
Yeah.
Like, I love the creativity. But, oh, and so, like, then she just kind of, like, you can just tell, like, she's not a girl's girl. She's basically that girl that was like, oh, I never have had girlfriends before. And it's like, oh, shocker.
How does she, like, vibe with the women in the house?
Not well. And so she ends up just, like, kind of, I mean, it's fine. But, like, she tries to come up to Serena and be like, I'm telling Cordell I'm not into him. Like, he's all yours. And Serena's just like, okay, thank you, bye. But, yeah. And so then, obviously, Cordell is much better than Aaron, where he's like, I really messed up, I'm really sorry, like, please talk to me about your feelings, whereas Aaron is just, like, gaslighting Kaler, and then he's like, I love you.
That is such manipulation.
So manipulative, and she's like, okay, mom. So they have movie night, where they replay everything that happened in Casa, and that's where Kaler sees even more of the crazy stuff that Aaron...
Had he admitted it?
No. She was like, you never told me that. Like, you never told me, like, you tried to shower with her. You never told me, like, you made out with her so much. Like, you told me it was all part of the challenges. But, like, clearly in the scenes, it was not part of the challenges. And he's like, whatever, whatever. Like, he doesn't cry. Like, he doesn't even care.
Snake.
Yeah. And that's that on that. But, basically, it's great TV if you...
What's happening now? Like, what are we up to?
So, now they just brought in a new bombshell, this guy who is from Australia, and then there was this guy from England, Kane, and he ended up getting voted off, but he's been all over TikTok, just, like, exposing everything and Inland Productions manipulation, and
like what?
How production wanted him to couple up with one of these OG girls, Liv. She wasn't, technically an OG, but she came in, like, one of the first bombshells.
Yep.
And he was like, no, like, just to be spiteful, so he coupled up with this other girl, Sierra, and so Liv had to go home.
But they wanted Liv to stay.
They wanted Liv to stay, because I think they wanted Liv to, because Liv was also Australian, to, like, link up with this new bombshell.
It's interesting how they, like, orchestrate.
Yeah, so, and that's what he's kind of been saying. And he's like, it's just so crazy. Yeah, he's like, and I think he broke some of the rules. Like, I don't know if he was, like, saying inappropriate things, but he didn't say what he said that was bad. Because production was like, you have 5 minutes to pack and leave.
What?
Get out.
So did he get kicked out?
He was voted off just because he didn't couple up with anybody. Sierra, the girl that he coupled up with instead of Liv, ended up coupling up with the new Australian bombshell anyway. So
okay.
Kane went home. But yeah, if you're interested, he's been causing some drama on TikTok, which I wish that the contestants were not allowed to go on social media until the season was over. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think this happened on another show.
Love Island?
It might have been another Love Island where, like, but they were going on podcasts and stuff before the season aired. Maybe it was Love is Blind. Before the season aired, or maybe Too Hot to Handle, like, one of those shows. And it's just like, I just want to watch it through, and then you guys can bring up all the drama.
Yeah, sure.
So, I'm trying to think, like, what other... But basically, like, Kayla and Aaron are so toxic.
Are they together?
Yeah, they're still together.
Who's Leah with, Rob?
Leah is with this guy, Miguel.
Okay.
And they're just, like, two toxic people together.
What makes them toxic?
That's the guy that Elena says reminds her of Zane from One Direction.
Oh, okay.
And so she likes that.
Okay.
And, oh, here. So, she's with him right now. But, like, I could see her with this guy, Rob, who's also...
Is it a different Rob than the snake
charmer? No, same guy, same guy.
Okay.
And they were first coupled up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Rob and Aaron should couple up, and then they could just try to win it that way.
Hmm.
Because Aaron clearly... I don't know. Aaron is questionable with, you know...
Wait, Aaron is the one with Kayla, right?
Yeah, which side of the fence he plays on.
So we want Rob and Leah to get together and win. And we want...
No, I think Rob and Aaron should get together and win.
Oh, I thought maybe you misspoke. No.
No, like, they're, like, so there was a scene where the girls had to decide who was going to go home. And Rob had coupled up with Andrea, the girl who posted Uncle Peter on her Instagram.
Okay.
And they decided to vote for Andrea to go home to save their friend, Janae, who I really like, Janae. And Rob, that's Rob, when Rob, like, started hysterically crying. He's like, I'm leaving with her. And Aaron is also crying. And Aaron is like, please don't leave, bro. Like, he, like, showed more emotion for Rob threatening to leave than he did for Kayla when Kayla was, like, so upset. And that's when Leah was like, and you did a big one up there. Have you heard that sound? He's like, no, I'm sending three home.
No, I haven't.
So that's another TikTok sound. Because he was like, I'm going home with her. But then, of course, he ended up saying. But, anyways, where was I? I don't know. I think, like, Leah and Rob still kind of have, like, a little, like, romantic connection a little bit. So, we'll see how this plays out. And then, I'm trying to think, like, there's going to be more, like, female bombshells coming in. So,
okay. How much longer? How long does it go?
This one is shorter. It's shorter than the UK. So, I don't know how much longer it's going to go, but it's not going to go too much longer.
Wow.
But UK is also pretty good. It's just not as, like, dramatic as
good
the USA.
Good for the US. I mean, I feel like the US has been trying for a while to...
Finally, we've got it good.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, I think a lot of people are watching for Ariana. And, like, she looks so good.
That's where I started watching immediately. Yeah. I was like, oh my gosh, Ariana, slay!
So good in every single
look. That was so smart of them to have her on.
Yes. And then Katie Maloney, I think, is on tonight's After Sun, or maybe last night's After Sun, so I actually have to watch. Because I usually skip the, like, unseen bits in the after show.
Right.
But I do
Katie Maloney is on.
I do have one slight complaint.
Oh, do tell.
It just kind of bothers me when the U.S. people use British slang. I don't know why that bothers me.
Like, what? Like, because it's Love Island slang? That's why they're doing it?
I don't know. When the USA people are like, does he give you fanny flutters? And, like, stuff you would never, like, we would never say.
But that's because they say that on Love Island UK.
Yeah, I know. But I'm like, just, why don't you just stay true to who you are instead of trying to be the UK, which we're
not.
It's
like, do they say, like, when it's early days?
Yeah, so early days.
That's my favorite chat. UK is just, like, the OG Love Island. So I feel like they probably have watched all the Love Islands and they're just like, here I am, I'm going to use this jargon.
And I do love the UK slang. But, like, that's why I like watching Love Island UK.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I like the UK slang. I don't want that to infiltrate into the US.
Sure.
It's a silly complaint, but that's my complaint for the day.
Okay, well, I'm obsessed with this for you. I love this journey.
How's your Real Housewives? Any recap?
Oh my gosh, everyone. Like, I don't want to just, like, trudge up history because I'm obviously so behind, but I just watched Scary Island. Oh my god. Somebody check on Kelly.
Do you need some jelly beans right now?
Oh my gosh! Why was she eating jelly beans? Where did that come from?
She was, like, having a Menti Bee, for sure.
I was like, it was also wild to see Bethany be like, we all realized that we were not dealing with a same person.
Yeah.
And we just diffused the situation. It's just every time, but here's the thing, this isn't an isolated incident of someone trying to say something, and she's just like, basically shuts them down, and is like, it's like you're trying to argue your point, she's like, ah. Just stop. Or it's like, why are we still talking about this? This is so stupid. This is so silly. Like, every time she's in the wrong, that's how she, like, speaks. Oh my gosh, Scary Island was wild. It was scary. But you said she still, like, doubles down on it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she was on Real Housewives Girls Trip, and, like, she didn't, like, she wasn't, like, yeah, I was, like, going through, you know, she didn't have, like, some, like, grand explanation, and she still was kind of cuckoo even on Girls Trip, and she actually was just recently supposed to get married, and she called off the wedding, like, 3 or 4 days before, which always tells when someone does that, not always, but a lot of the time it's over prenup, like, you can't agree on a prenup, so you're just like, I'm not gonna get married. So, like, I think that's what happened. I think they couldn't agree on a prenup. And she used to be married to she used to be married to, oh my god, what was his first name?
It was a photographer.
Jill Ben Simone. I think his first name is Jill. Or Gil. Jill.
Like, G-I-L-L.
G-I-L, yes, yeah. Much older than her, but, like, gave her 2 kids, and, like, I wonder if she gets alimony from him still. Like, I wouldn't, if I was getting alimony, like, a heavy amount alimony, I would not get remarried. Unless, like, I really loved the guy. Then I wouldn't, you know.
Yeah.
Like, Sutton, like, she should never get remarried. She should keep that alimony.
Who's Sutton?
Sutton Strack from A Housewives of Beverly Hills. Post-tax, guess how much, and this is not, like, they started from the bottom together, and now he's, like, a big hedge fund guy. Guess how much she gets a month after taxes?
After taxes.
In alimony.
A mil.
$300,000. A month.
Oh.
A month. That's insane. Like, that's insane. And I don't even think that's child support included. I think that's just alimony.
Well, you know what? She helped him get to where he was.
Exactly. So. Listen, she earned every penny of that. And but that's what I'm saying. She should never get remarried so she doesn't lose that.
Wow.
Because tax-free, like, that's, you're making $3 million a year and you don't have to work. It's incredible.
Dang.
So, but for her and her lawyer. I love that for her.
Seriously. Sounds like she's low-key living the dream.
I also started Real Housewives OC. I think this, also, your boots are about to stop. Do you want me to add more time, or do you...
I don't know. What's the... If I do more time, will I get more effects?
It says you get, like... It says they recommend, like, 30 to 60 minutes.
Sure, but I'll add more time. Thanks.
Oh, wow. I'll add, like, 15 more minutes.
Okay. Well, I'll just say... I just wanted to go back to Roni really quick and just say that, I'm loving it, and I just want to thank my friend Jamie and my friend Alex for really pushing me to begin this journey, because it did start off slow, but I have really, I like how it's kind of vintage, like, was, you know, in the 2010s, so it's kind of fun, and I really think all of the women are very interesting, and I'm actually, though, I'm a little scared for when Bethany leaves. She's about to leave.
It's, I don't remember being like, oh, it was terrible. Like, I, it's, and it's quick. Like, she comes back fairly quickly, and you're like, oh, the toxicity just picks right back up with her. So,
I mean, what do you think about Bethany, though? Because I can't decide. I feel like sometimes I love her, and sometimes I'm like, dang, Bethany, like.
No, yeah, that's how, it's a love-hate with Bethany. Like, sometimes she's so out of pocket and so unhinged, and she can kind of have narcissistic tendencies. And then other times, I'm like, oh, wow, like, you're just, like, a really good business person. Like, I think she has a lot of trauma from her growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my only, like, gripe with her is that she loves to, like, play this card of, like, how hard her childhood was.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I'm sure it was really hard. But, like, she also went to, like, a really nice, like, all-girls Catholic school and, like, stuff like that. You know, like, it's not like she was growing up, I don't know. I think if you were to, like, compare it to...
Like, someone who actually had a hard time.
Yeah, like, someone
up.
Who grew up on, like, the south side of the Chicago in Englewood, you know, like, it's not the same. Like, what they go through every day and, like, the gang violence, like, you, it's not the same as, like, what Bethany was wearing. Like, her dad was, like, a pretty famous horse trainer. Like, I don't know. But it doesn't take away from, like, the pain that she went through, but...
Also to say, Kelly is crazy cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I, like, truly unwell. At Scary Island. It was so wild. And I like all the other women. So, though I do appreciate Jill made so many mistakes season 3, and I do appreciate how at the end she was like, yeah, I made a mistake. I've made so many mistakes. So, you know what? Live and learn.
Even to this day, she does say that she made a lot of mistakes, like, because she ends up getting fired. So,
oh, when?
Not for a while. But, I know, actually, you know what? Maybe next, you're on season 3.
Yeah.
I think after season 4. She's out.
T.
Yeah.
But why does she get fired?
But she's also on Real Housewives Girls Trip. I don't know if it's just, like, she... if it was, like, the public didn't like her. Like, her and Bethany have had a really big falling out.
Yeah, that happens in season 3.
Yeah.
Over the most ridiculous reason. At least... at least the reason that they say on the show.
What do they say on the show?
They say on the show, she says it's because Jill's husband was really sick and she didn't feel like Bethany properly reached out. Like, she said, but Bethany was like, I did reach out, I sent flowers, and she was like, you should have reached out to Bobby. And she was upset because she didn't reach out to Bobby. That was, like, the straw that broke the camel's back. But she said that there was just, like, in general, she was just, like, a lot of other toxic things.
She does come back out, like, later in more present time. They do a podcast together, and she basically was like, I was jealous of you. I wanted you to bring me along with more of your success because I feel like I was the first person to kind of prop you up. Because Jill, like, did. Like, Jill let her come stay at her house and, like, stuff like that. And Jill would be like, well, why aren't you, like, having them come with you? Like, why aren't you asking me to come with you when you come on this talk show? And, like, stuff like that, which is so weird. Yeah. And Bethany was like, what? Like, why should I have to do that? Like, that's so weird.
I was wondering about that because Bethany did say, or somebody said, I don't know if it was Bethany, but somebody did say in an earlier season that Jill loves to, like, take people as, like, kind of, like, their projects.
Right.
And, like, she likes to have someone close to her.
Yeah. But then when they rise above her, she doesn't really like that.
Right.
But she admits to it, and
when Jill shows up, I was like, you are DeLulu. Like,
yeah, she is.
She shows up on the trip. Do you remember that part?
Oh, and she's like, hi, guys.
She's like, hi, and Bethany has the
and Alex McCord is, like, having an anxiety
attack. Yeah, she does. And Bethany is, like, in the confessional, and she's like, we just see this, hi. It's like a horn coming down the hall.
Oh my gosh. So
did
funny.
You like my confessional moment I sent?
Yeah, Mary B sent us a really great video of her recapping her night, but, like, as if she was Jill Zarin. It was really funny.
Thank you. I have a...
I have to go to the bathroom, but you can either pause or keep talking, whatever.
Okay. I have really been working on my Long Island accent since watching The Real Housewives. It's not that hard because most of them have a pretty thick Long Island accent. Jill Zarin definitely has the thickest, so now I just, like, it just rolls off the tongue. But anyway, something did happen to me on my walk home while I was sending a recap of my night. Kate, I wish she was here for this, but I was walking down the street and I rolled my ankle and a guy, like, turned around to help, to see if I needed help. And, I just, like, thought that was, he then I kept walking and I turned around and I saw him, like, turn around just to double check that I was okay. And I thought that was just so nice. I was like, you know what? Like, kindness is not dead in New York City. And he was just, like, a normal person on the street. So, that's, like, another portion of my walk. Anyway, maybe I'll introduce our topic, unless there's anything else you want to recap. I don't think so. So, what I had said I wanted to talk about this week is something that is... Wait, is there anything else you wanted to talk about? Do you want to talk about pregnancy or anything?
No. I have nothing to report about my pregnancy.
Still pregnant.
Still
putting in an eviction notice.
Yeah, literally. Got my dates ready to go.
Yeah, what did you think you wanted to, or do you want to share when you think you're going to give birth?
Next week? Yeah.
Why do you say that?
I don't know, I'm just going to force myself. No, I'm just kidding. Obviously, whenever is healthy for the baby, but, like, I have two dates in my head. July 27th. In August 4th.
It's not going to be August 4th, because I'm going to be in the Hamptons, so you're not allowed to give birth while I'm gone.
So Mary's like, yeah, it's not happening. My doctor was like, do you feel like she's, like, lower? I was like, yeah, I've got, but, like, I felt that for, like, months. I felt like I could, like, sneeze weird, and she'd just slide right out. And she's like, yeah, sometimes your second baby comes earlier, so make sure you have, like, childcare set up. I was like, okay.
It's me, I'm here.
Yeah.
Kate texted me and was like, can you start sleeping with your ringer on?
I know, I just had, like, a fear that, like, you wouldn't hear, and, like, I would try to, like, call Nicole, and, like, Nicole wouldn't hear, and but, like, I could literally, like, go, like, knock on your door if I had to, so it's not like you live that far away from me.
What, were you gonna, your water would break, and then you'd come knock on my door?
Yeah, like, make Spencer go get you.
And just come over and watch Dictator?
Yeah.
Well, I am ready.
We'll see.
I have my go bag packed. Do you have yours?
No. But I just ordered all my stuff, as you can see in the corner over here. I got all my padsicles ready to go.
How are you feeling about, like, newborn stage post-birth?
Oh, I think it'll be so much better this time because, like, I know what I'm doing more. And, like, I know more with, like, breastfeeding and stuff because, like, that's a really... That's, like, probably, like, one of the hardest parts. Besides, like, the lack of sleep, breastfeeding is really challenging when you're, like, a first-time mom. And so now I know more. And also, like, I know, like, if I don't want to do it, like, I can just stop, you know?
Yeah, like, Dictator is totally healthy.
She's perfect. And she had formula from, like, 5 months on, so...
How are you feeling about giving birth?
Totally fine. I think it's going to be... I mean, my first was, like, so seamless, so... And, like, the fact that my cervix is already, like, skinny... I feel like it'll be legend. Easy, quick. I hope. Inshallah. God willing. So... That's that on that.
Okay, well...
Can you see her moving?
She's moving?
Well, you can, like, feel her right there. Her booty.
Oh, my... This is her booty?
She's backwards, like head down, ready to go.
She's, like, in birthing. Oh, my gosh, here she is. Mm-hmm. She's just poking out a little.
Yeah, she just kind of moves around.
It's so crazy. Alien inside of you.
Truly an alien inside of me. But, yeah, that's that.
Very exciting.
I don't have much else to say. I got to get everything. My nanny has been, you know, she's been off for, like, the last 3 weeks, which has been really nice. I've enjoyed my time with... Little Dictator, but tomorrow I'm gonna get, once she's back, I'm gonna get everything out of the storage unit. Like, I need to get the bassinet, I need to get the doona, I need to get, like, everything.
I don't know how women function, like, without childcare.
Truly. I mean, I just...
Heroes.
Yeah. I think if you're doing it and, like, you're fine, like, I think that's great, but, like, I think everyone deserves a break every once in a while. So. For your mental health.
Yeah. Thinking of you out there, moms,
yes,
you're superheroes.
Don't let the mom guilt take over.
I saw this really cool TikTok that was like a coach talking to his team. Did you see this?
Mm-mm.
And he was like, when you think about how strong you want to be out there, strong as your mom. Like, my mom, I never saw her sick. Like, yeah. Just saying how, like, moms always show up.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
It's so true. You don't get a sick day. You don't get a day off. That's why, like, moms who work, like, you're not only, like, I always tell this to my friend Marin because she works. I'm like, you're not just, like, a working mom. Like, you're both a working mom and, like, a full-time mom.
Yeah.
Your mental load, like, never ends. Mm-hmm. So don't sell yourself short. And, like, I always say single working moms have fit the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never, like, you don't have... And I saw a TikTok that, like, perfectly described how I feel. Because Spencer's always like, oh, like, why don't, like, just go, like, lay in bed and, like, scroll on TikTok and, like, blah, blah. I'm like, no, like, I want to be with her, but I don't want to be the one that's, like, solely responsible for her safety and, like, what she's doing and entertaining her.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, I had a small snippet of that when you went to Colorado and I was babysitting her for a full weekend. My stress level,
yeah, like always on edge
with you, just because you were out of the city completely, like, even babysitting, I'm like, I could call you and you would come, but, like, with you being out of the city, I was like, oh my gosh, like, I remember, like, walking her down the street, and I was like, I must protect her, but then I was like, I also have to protect myself, because what will happen to her if something happens to me?
Totally.
I was like,
totally. Sometimes I'm like, oh my god, what if I just, like, pass out right now? Like, what would she do?
Right.
And, like, how would anybody help her, you know? Like, we're just, like, in this apartment alone.
I know.
Secure yourself. And so, like, that's like, when it's nice to have, like, a partner or, like, a friend or someone, because it's, like, you don't, like, I don't want to just, like, so obviously sometimes I need rest and, like, I want to be, like, left alone, but, like, I really enjoy my time with her.
Which is, like, another set of eyes.
But I just don't want to be solely responsible. Like, I don't need my cortisol at 100, like, all the time. Like, I want to be, like, 50 sometimes.
Yeah, so. For sure. Okay. We're getting up there in time.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bring up what was my topic of the day, which was... I've been thinking about a lot, which is the science behind small acts of kindnesses and how that can positively affect your mental health.
Yes, love this.
So, really, I just wanted to broadcast that scientifically it is a path to happiness, because doing a small act of kindness for someone releases oxytocin.
This could be
in
your happiest news.
Yeah, literally, this is also my happiest news. We're doing a double whammy. So kindness is a chemical. This is according to Cedar-Sinai Hospital. So the doctors approved it. And it's becoming, some doctors will use it to treat pain, depression, and anxiety. Because it releases, you know, the oxytocin hormone that also is released. It's like the bonding hormone, like when you cuddle, you know, when you pet your dog. The same hormone is released when you do a small act of kindness for another person. Here's a quote from a doctor.
Okay.
The rewards of acts of kindness are many. They help us feel better, and they help those who receive them. We're building better selves and better communities at the same time. Also, this article says that you have to repeat acts of kindnesses, though. Like, it won't last you for days to do, like, one small act of kindness. It's more so just, like, you need to be doing them repeatedly to get, like, the full effects.
Yes,
so,
like, just make it a habit in your daily life.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. That should be both of our baboos this week.
Yeah, it's called, in this article at least, they say it's known as the Helper's High. The Helper's High, people.
I like it. And it's so true because I feel like we've talked about this before, but I feel like volunteering your time or...
They mentioned that in this article.
Complimenting someone or anything like that where you're doing an action and not expecting anything in return, I think is just one of the best things you can do for your own mental health. Like, mm-hmm. Nothing feels better.
Yeah.
Than doing an act of kindness. And, like, I keep thinking, you know what? We should do this one day. I really want to go to Costco. We could take a journey to Brooklyn. I want to get a bunch of diapers, a bunch of formula.
Are we becoming Brooklyn people?
Yeah, I guess.
Shout out to Brooklyn.
I couldn't move to Brooklyn because I felt like it was really hot there. Spencer was like, it's hot everywhere.
That's one of the most ridiculous things you've ever said. It's probably actually cooler there.
No, I felt like it was hotter there because at least where we are in Vidai, there's so many buildings, so it blocks the sun, so it's like shady everywhere.
You are literally Ramona. They had that one crazy episode where they're like, this is insane, someone take a picture, Ramona's in Brooklyn. Wow, that's the most ridiculous reason I've ever heard. That's okay, that's okay. It's each their own. It's not for everyone.
But, yeah.
But what should we do? Go get formula?
The formula. And, like, we should donate. We should find, like, a women and children's shelter or somewhere to donate it.
Yeah, great idea.
So, that's on my list.
Okay,
clothes. So, baby clothes.
Love that. It says here, in addition to boosting oxytocin and dopamine, being kind can also increase serotonin, a neurotransmitter that helps regulate mood.
I love that.
So just remember that it's so funny how we're literally built to be kind to one another as human beings.
That's
so
our human nature.
And I think it can be things just as small as like holding the door for someone, smiling at someone. And this is another, this plays into the reason why I have like recently been trying to force myself to go into the office at least 3 days a week. Because here's the thing, you can't have like social interaction or opportunities for random acts of kindness to strangers if you're sitting in your room all day.
So true. You actually have to interact with other human beings.
I know, like I went to the office on Thursday and it was cake day at the office.
Love.
And so I went and I was eating lunch with some of my coworkers, and there they had an opportunity to like swab your cheeks to like see if you would be a match for someone for like a stem cell donation. And I was like, this is just such a random thing that like never would have happened if I would have stayed inside all day.
Oh, look at that. You could save someone's life one day.
So it's just important to get out there, I think. Yeah. You know, you never know what you're going to encounter.
Like you could open like little things, like especially for moms, like help the mom with the stroller, open the door. And if you're standing on the sidewalk waiting to cross and you see a mom coming with a stroller and you're in the ramp, move out of the way. So because the mom needs the ramp with the stroller.
You don't
need the ramp. You can step off the curb.
Mm-hmm.
So those are little things you can do for help a mom.
And that's the thing, too, is I feel like when you reframe... I think when you are able to frame acts of kindness also in a way that it's like, oh, it's something that is going to make me happy, there's incentive to look for it.
Yes,
and like
totally.
Be more conscientious in the world, because if you...
You're like, oh, it'll make me feel better.
Right, so like looking for an opportunity to help another person.
Yes.
Because it's for you.
Yeah.
I also think something I wanted to mention is to turn it around and recognize that when you allow someone to do a small act of kindness or be kind to you, that is also a kindness to them because it helps them, it makes them feel better.
That is so true, because I think about, like, when I offer to do something for someone and they're like, oh, no, it's okay, because, like, maybe they don't want to put me out, I'm like, oh.
I know. It's like,
so like, try to let people do nice things for you too.
Like when I offered you to come stay at my apartment and you denied me, rude.
Well, my air conditioning is working.
Okay, well, it wasn't working then.
I know, but I would have. I really would have come over if it wasn't working.
Well, you should only do it if it, you know, you really are, it would be something that benefits you, you know. You want to be like, you want to be, you know.
I did want to sleep like in my own bed.
Honest,
you know,
about it. So. Yeah, like if you don't really want to do it, then like you're not actually doing.
Yeah,
you
know, but like, kindness, like sometimes, but it's like, when I'm like on the subway and someone offers me their seat, which is so nice, like when people do that, but I'm like, oh my God, like especially if it's like a woman of color, I'm like, no, like my people have been taking your seat for so long, like you need to see, like you deserve to sit.
But I will say, like one time I
I think they want, like they genuinely want me to sit.
Like I was one time sitting and a older woman came onto, it was a young woman and she had a like a baby strapped to her front, and I immediately was like, please take my seat. And I literally was like, oh my God, like, this just made my whole day.
Right. Like, it makes other people feel good, even though, like, whereas, like, I wasn't thinking of it that way, and, like, I should have. I was instead thinking of, like, oh my gosh, like, no, like, I don't want to inconvenience you. Well, that's, like, she was probably thinking, oh no, like, it'd make me feel so good if you sat down.
That's hard, though. Like, so. I think the deepest humility is allowing other people to help you. It's hard. Totally. And I'm sure you see that a lot as, like, a nurse. Like, you have to... sometimes you don't have a choice, but you have to really just kind of let your pride go to help, let someone help you go to the bathroom.
Totally. When you're like in your most vulnerable, like wipe your butt because you can't get out of bed. Like,
it's hard. It's hard to let people help you, but it brings happiness. That's the way that the world turns.
Hold on.
Oh my gosh, I feel like I fear my pants are done.
Yeah. You can start it back up again, but like 45 minutes is a long time.
So. No, it's good. It's good. But anyway, that's what I wanted to chat about, because I feel like that's just one of my new resolutions, is to like allow myself to do both things. You know, number
be
one,
be kind and let kindness come on to you.
Yeah, exactly. Like allow people to do kind acts. Like even I was running with my friends and I was thinking about this because they have been like doing long distance running a lot longer than I have. And they've both done marathons before, so they have all of these different gadgets, and they're like, I was talking to them, like, what would you recommend, what should I get, and they're like, oh my gosh, why don't you just, like, try what I have, and then, like, if you like it, you can get it, and if you don't, like, you can get something else. And I was like, at first I was like, oh my gosh, like, I don't want to put them out in that way. But I was like, no, this is a situation where it's like a small thing they're offering.
And people usually wouldn't offer unless they genuinely meant it.
Exactly. And it's like, okay, like, exactly. Like, what is in my mind where I'm like, they literally offered. And
yeah,
I feel the need.
On their part.
And I feel the need to say, no, I don't want to inconvenience you. Yeah. When they literally offered and they probably want to. You know what I mean? Like,
totally.
So you are not a burden. You are actually an opportunity for someone to find chemical joy from helping you.
Yes.
So that's just my two cents of the day.
Love that. Love that topic. Happiest news, etc., etc.
Mm-hmm. So. Okay. Anything else you want to chit-chat about?
I don't think so. This is going to be kind of a shorter ep, I guess, since...
It's going to be up there. It's going to be in, like, the high 30s, low 40s.
Yeah, that's good.
But we're still working on merch. Don't worry.
Yeah, we just got great, cute stuff from our graphic designer. So fun
spring. Well, what are we gonna do if you give birth next week? I guess no episode of Kate Gives Birth.
We're
so
just gonna talk from the hospital.
If you don't see an episode,
even noisier.
If you don't see an episode, it's because Kate has given birth. Yeah. So all right, bad boos for this week are continuing to look for small random acts of kindness and allow people to help you.
Yes. Love.
And I'm going to keep my ringer on.
We should have people write in and say, like, either an act of kindness you did or act of kindness be done to you.
Let's do it for next week. So. Slay. All right, have a great week.
Yes.
Spread some kindness and Monday reset.
Let's go.